Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Not all is peaceful in the Holy Land this Christmas Day. Palestinian militants have fired more than 80 rockets and mortars from the Gaza Strip into southern Israel over the past few days. The Palestinian group Hamas says it is retaliating after Israel killed three of the group's members. Israel has struck back with air raids. And Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is threatening a larger military strike if the rockets don't stop. The World's Quill Lawrence has been to the southern Israeli city of Ashkelon. Ashkelon has been one of the targets of rocket attacks in recent days. The fighting, Quill, that we're seeing today, Christmas Day, and around today, has come after a six-month ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Did that six-month ceasefire accomplish anything that it was intended to?
Well, it did give a period of quiet, and both sides, speaking to people in Gaza last week and to citizens in the southern Israeli cities like Ashkelon today, people were delighted that there was at least a slowdown in the violence. It wasn't complete. It didn't achieve what it was intended to, which was to create space where there might be some negotiations, and particularly in Gaza, they were hoping that there would be much more opening of borders and the allowance of goods to travel back and forth between Gaza and Israel, and that was sporadic at best. So neither side is satisfied with the ceasefire, but talking to citizens on the ground in both sides, neither one really wanted it to go back to the violence.
All right, well, we're going to hear what some of the people on the ground are saying, but first, I wonder if you can tell us, since we're hearing that Hamas had said basically the mortars that are being fired now and rockets that are going over the border into southern Israel, this is retaliation, it says legitimate retaliation, after Israeli forces killed three Hamas members. What is Israel saying?
Israel is saying that it's an intolerable situation for there to be rockets raining down on its citizens. And actually, Foreign Minister Zippy Livni was in Cairo today talking with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and possibly trying to revive another ceasefire. The original one was arranged by Egypt. But in light of the rockets that were falling, she had some very harsh words for Hamas.
Enough is enough. We cannot tolerate a situation in which Hamas continues to target Israel, Israel citizens, and this situation is going to be changed.
When Zippy Livni, Israel's foreign minister, says the situation is going to be changed, how are they going to change it if they haven't been able to yet?
Israel is worried about going into the Gaza Strip, but they haven't been able to stop the rockets with any of their pressuring tactics. Speaking with residents in Ashkelon today, they feel trapped as well. They don't necessarily feel as though the people in Gaza want the violence to continue, but they just don't know how to stop the rockets coming. I was speaking with a woman today in Ashkelon, Nicole Rosenberg, who works at the municipality, and she said she does have some sympathy. She sees on the news that every time there's some sort of provocation, she says, from Gaza, the Israeli government closes all the border points, and that causes some hardships inside the strip. But still, she doesn't know what to do.
We heard that the bread is running out there, but how come the citizens don't have any influence on the Hamas? The Hamas is bombing us, and we're closing the transfers, and that affects the people. But we don't know what to do about that. We have to stop the rockets. They're raining down on innocent civilians. They're firing on our civilian neighborhoods.
So, Quill, when this woman in Ashkelon says that she feels like she understands what the people of Gaza, the Palestinians, are going through when Israel clamps down on them, what is it like for her on the other side?
Well, Ashkelon is a city of about 120,000 people, and it's been under increasing attack from the longer-range missiles that militants in Gaza have. One of the barrage of rockets that came out yesterday landed near a water park. Israelis always say each one of these things, even if they aren't lethal, they're meant to kill. Now, at the same time, the casualty figures on the Gaza side are much higher. But people in cities like Ashkelon, towns like Sderot, which are very close to Gaza, just say they live in a constant state of uncertainty.
All right. And you were in Gaza on the other side last week. What are conditions like there?
Life in Gaza is extremely hard and extremely uncertain. People aren't starving, but they are still struggling daily to get the things they need to get by. There have been more items coming in through black market tunnels from Egypt, but there's a lot of fear that that might end as soon as any major Israeli incursion begins.
All right. Thank you. Speaking to us from Jerusalem, the world's Quill Lawrence. Thanks a lot, Quill.
Thank you, Lisa.